Depends on the clubs, depends on the club's intentions, depends of the club needs, depends on many factors, but to be fair, I'm not focused on the market, because the truth is that I think about going with the same players. Thank you.
Rob.
José, after your two wins in the last week, do you sense that the team, the club, have turned a corner?
No. No. I think Chelsea's a big club, and big clubs, they have difficult moments, and big clubs, they cope with difficult moments, and they try to build again, to have good moments again. So no problem.
Do you accept that on Sunday you have an advantage because Tottenham were playing last night in Azerbaijan, long trip back, not too many of their first choice players were rested. Is that an advantage, a big advantage?
No.
Why not?
Because we played the Champions League semi-final against Atletico Madrid in 1 week. We play Wednesday and we play Tuesday. In the middle of these two matches, we had to play against Liverpool, and our country decided that was not a problem for us to play Saturday or Sunday. So we play Sunday before the second leg of the Champions League, which is the biggest competition in the world. So if this country in that moment decide that was not a problem for Chelsea, why is it a problem now for Tottenham? And that Champions League semi-final was in the end of the season, where the legs, they are a bit heavier than November, and was not a problem for us, it's not a problem for Tottenham.
And have you been surprised by the progress that Harry Kane has showed in the last couple of seasons? Did you always earmark him as a player of enormous potential?
I didn't know him when he was not playing in the first team. I only noticed him when he started playing in the first team, and obviously it's not difficult to feel a good striker.
Alison.
José, just going back on to what Rob was saying, at that time when you were talking about the semi-final, you were complaining yourself about it. Is this something that you think does need to be done?
It's something I don't want to comment.
Do you have some sympathy though for Mauricio Pochettino?
No.
Do you think then it could provide a bit of inspiration perhaps for the Chelsea players, the fact that they know that Tottenham don't have as much time to prepare? I think one day instead of three.
Look, and when we play Champions League and we play against a team that is not involved in the repeat competitions, we play against Dynamo Kiev, and 2 days later we play against Stoke. And Stoke didn't play in the Champions League or in the Europa League. So it's even a situation that creates even a bigger difference, because we played this week. When you play Saturday and then Thursday, you have a long time to recover from Thursday to the previous match. When you play Saturday and then you play Tuesday, you are immediately in accumulation. You are already in overload. And then, even if you have a longer period to rest for the next match, you accumulate in the first two matches. So this story is a story that doesn't convince me, and is a story that or we have a solution for everyone, or we don't have a solution for anyone. And for example, in Italy, in Germany, in Portugal, there is a solution for everyone. You play Tuesday in the Champions League knockout, you play Friday in your league, you play in Europa League on the Thursday, then you play the Monday. There are rules to everyone. So in here, I think it's the same for everyone.